Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Here we go. I'm quite tired this morning because I stayed up last night to watch a TV show.
What TV
and
show?
And I've watched 4 episodes of it and I went to bed at 1 a.m.
Oh, that sounds like it's a good one, so.
Yeah. Has anyone watched Baby Reindeer yet?
Everyone's talking about it. Yeah.
Everyone's talking about it. How good is it?
It's terrifying. Like, there's things going on. Like, you'll actually hate him at certain points going, will you please... Go to the guards, it's not spoilers.
Now, be careful when you're on social media. The amount of people who are doing spoilers.
Yeah, well, I tweeted last night, is anyone watching hashtag Baby Reindeer?
Yeah.
I'm watching it. And then if you went on my Twitter this morning, I had to delete it because people are on different points. I'm only on episode 4, so if I'm saying things, ring the guards, and something bad happens,
exactly,
please don't judge me for
say
it.
Nothing, say
because I haven't seen the whole thing.
Yeah,
because everybody's going mad that the guy who this happened to is actually the guy acting in it.
Yeah, so this is a non-spoiler of what I heard about it before I watched it, because I saw it in Gogglebox on Friday. This fella is getting stalked by this madzer, right?
Yes. Yep.
And it turns out she had previously stalked someone else. And it's just how she follows him everywhere. And you're roaring at the TV going, go to the guards.
Yeah.
And then other things happen that you couldn't even bet on to go, what? And the only issue is now is that all the characters, people are trying to figure out who these real people are.
This is the thing that I keep seeing spoilers for. There's people doing their theories. So if you haven't seen it, it might ruin it for you. So we can't.
And it might ruin people's careers. Like some of the things that happen in it, from people away from the two main characters, like people could lose jobs, people could get sacked, people could run away. And because he's a comedian in it, again, this isn't a spoiler, he's a comedian in it, he's been in certain places and he timestamps the places. And if you're in the comedian world, you can probably go back and go, oh, maybe that fella was that fella.
Yes.
Maybe that girl was that girl.
And it is the guy who's acting in it is actually the guy that this happened to.
Is this? I don't know.
Producer Eve was telling me that it's the guy. So I think that's why...
She told us last week she watched it all in one sitting and I was like, you're mad.
How many episodes are there?
Is there 8?
7 or 8,
8 episodes in one sitting.
She said her and her housemate just went in on it.
I remember that day I watched The West Wing. That was a good day.
And did you go through the whole thing?
I'm joking. There's about 700 episodes of The West Wing.
As someone just said, Baby Reindeer is nuts. It gets more freaky after episode 4.
Yeah.
Episode 4, to be honest with you, I watched that last night. Certain people may not be able to watch it. Okay. I was pretty shook at, like, it's heavy.
Is it like true crime freaky or is it...
No, it's just... It's
more
all
drama.
It's drama.
Okay.
And I know when I was watching it, I was kind of going, oh God. People said they were crying during it or they feel sorry for it.
Yeah.
I haven't got to that stage yet.
Okay.
So I'm kind of wondering, where is this going now that I'm going to feel sorry for a character in it?
Okay.
So a lot of people I would trust that I follow on X would have put a post saying that they think it's one of the best things they've seen in a long time.
Oh wow.
It stays with you. Okay.
It's stayed with me. But yeah, watch it tonight. If anyone has watched it, 087-679-7104. It's freaky.
No spoilers. I'm watching the thing with Andrew Scott and that's class.
Oh, Ridley.
Ridley.
Oh, Ridley. Ridley?
Ridley.
Yeah, Ridley.
Is it? Ridley Scott, sorry.
Ridley Scott, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name of the show?
I think I'm thinking of Ripley's.
No, Ridley. It is Ridley.
Ridley. Yeah, the black and white one.
I'm thinking of, you know, Ripley's Believe It or Not. Very different.
Or is it Ripley? Is it Ripley or Ridley?
I can't remember the name of it. I keep forgetting the name of it, but it's really good. Whatever I'm watching, it's good.
I was trying on clothes the other day, right? You know when you kind of... Do you guys do this? So if I buy a few bits, right, I can't just kind of go, right, this is what I'm wearing, and I'll judge it myself in the mirror, right? So I have to do a little fashion show.
To who?
To Trevor.
Okay.
Okay. Or like if my friends were there, I do a little fashion show and go, what do we think of this? I'm going to wear this for X, Y, and Z.
This starts at an early age in the female world.
Does it?
I would imagine so, yeah.
Geez, I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, well, this is my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so any woman I know is like, what's the thing? The fashion show
so
begins.
What do you think? What do you think? Yeah, you're strut, right?
I kind of feel sorry for him. Like, I'm kind of now feeling he has to be put through quite a bit. All the time.
He doesn't have an easy life. I'm like, look at me, right?
No, this is quite normal. I would say so far, so good.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. So I was trying on this dress and I was like, oh, this might work. And I went to show it to him, but he wasn't, I couldn't see him in the house. He was out the front cleaning the car.
Oh, yeah, hiding. That's called hiding.
No, yeah, no, it wasn't hiding. It was not hiding. Well, he obviously didn't hide very well because I was like, literally opened the front door and I was like, Trevor. And he was like, oh, okay, here we go. So he walks over and I'm in the hall. I'm literally at the front door going, ooh, what do you think of this? Like, what do we think? Right, just do a little twirl. I didn't realise about 7 or 8 women were across the road walking past,
oh,
right?
Dear.
On the other side of the road. And they were like, that looks great.
Did they?
You should wear that. Well,
there you go. Yeah. That's what you need.
Lovely. An audience.
A proper audience. And Trevor was just like, oh, get inside. And I was like, thanks. Thanks so much. Okay, I'm going to keep it.
Wow.
So I wasn't sure about the dress, but I'm definitely keeping it now. I would love just for, you know, remember in Sabrina the Teenage Witch, you'd open the door in the other realm, and then it would, and sometimes it would be people going, oh my God, you look great, I love you.
These seven ladies should start a business where they just walk down various streets and everybody who wants to get, you know,
the glam squad.
The glam squad. And they say, yes, no, I wouldn't, I'd change that to black shoes.
100%. And it was fantastic because there was such a mix of women in this bunch. It was like from 16 to 60. I got every single demographic going, yes, yes. So I was like, right, sold. So if people think the dress is terrible, well,
what's it for?
My entourage. I'm going to something on Friday.
So she's nominated for the VIP Style Award this Friday.
So what, the what now?
Can you vote for yourself?
Yeah, you can still vote for me, actually. Yes.
Go vote for Zainab. You think you have to vote through other people before you get to
I think I'm towards the end.
How come I never got nominated for that?
I don't know, Jim. My friend, right? I can't say her name because she'll kill me, right? Went for a spray tan the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then got into such a fit of giggles. Now, people who have had spray tans know how dangerous this is, right? Because she got a full, like we're talking full face and everything. And she was killing herself laughing that her eyes started tearing up and she was about to like cry laugh.
Oh, dear.
And then that would have stained her face.
Oh, sorry, you're going to have to explain this to me. I've never had a spray tan.
You've never had a spray tan, Jim?
No, it's not. It's not.
It won't be up your street, would it?
Not yet. No, well, you know, I'd do it, but I'm not the second. But
okay.
Like,
no, you get like...
Do you go into a tent and they spray you?
You basically go into a tent and you have these like little like paper like undies.
Yes.
Okay.
And you then did it before, didn't
I
you?
Did it before for the show.
Yeah.
Oh, did you actually for
yeah,
the show?
Yeah, with a prank.
It was a prank. And he was acting the maggot.
A lady called Jen.
We were telling him to start screaming, and he starts every time she turned on the spray, he starts screaming. Like,
But I had a string, like it was like a thong.
Oh yeah,
you. Is that the one that I had?
Yes, that is the one. I'm sure you had.
Because I remember being in Tala and I'm going, I cannot believe I'm basically naked in Tala getting a spray tan, and Jim was in my ear going, say this, say that, do this, do that.
Naked in Tala, or as Crossy calls it, Wednesday.
Just a good Wednesday. But yeah, if you get a tan, right, if you get a spray tan, you can't get, like, you can't get any of it wet for a while because it needs to set. So if she had let her like laughing tears roll down her face, that would have stained her skin.
Right.
And then she'd have to like scrub it off, otherwise she'd just have these random tear lines.
Right, so
first of all, problems.
What did she do?
Well, she just kind of put her head back and tried to like get her eyes to like suck the tears back in.
And what did the spray tan person?
Oh no, this was like after. So she was in her car.
So they have to set.
Yeah, it has to
your
set.
Your body has to set.
Yeah, so
she
it's like really.
While she's being sprayed.
Oh no, it's like she'd gotten it done. She was in her car, and it was like it's dark.
Really?
Like it's very dark until you wash it off. So you have to let it set and then you eventually kind of rinse.
This is what sticks to your bed and...
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to go out with a person who used to have Penny's fake tan.
Oh.
And with, are they wipes?
Oh, what, there are wipes.
Are there wipes,
yeah. There are wipes as you can get, yeah.
And the smell of fake tan, it, vile. And I remember one time, right, and so anytime I see girls with fake tan on, or lads, I look at their fingers.
Yes.
Because it is... It's a certain skill, I would believe, to put fake tan on.
If you can get the hands looking correct, then you are a magician.
Well, sure. Last week, I put on tinted moisturiser for getting ready for our photo shoot.
Yeah.
And I said to Crossy, I was like, I don't think I did it right because the gaps in between my fingers were orange.
Oh my
it wasn't
God.
Like proper tan. It was tinted moisturiser. I thought it'd be easier to do. Crossy was like, yeah, you made a show of that. You made a Hames a lot.
Is this in the video thing that we did in the car?
Yeah, don't look at my hands.
Don't look at my hands.
Go look at her hands.
Don't you dare.
This is Strawberry. It's happened before.
So EastEnders last night.
Yes.
For anyone who was watching it or doesn't even... Bloody EastEnders. Bloody soaps. Who cares about them?
Have they worked out who the murderers are?
Not yet. Okay. So they've kind of put that in the back burner.
Of the six?
Last night was a big episode because... The London Marathon was Sunday, and one of the characters had passed away last year, and they started the storyline that her husband and then her dad's wife would run a marathon for Lexi. So, Honey,
and they filmed this at the actual marathon.
Did they film it at the marathon?
They filmed it at the marathon.
I dropped it into the real EastEnders.
Oh. Yeah.
And they told everyone, like, they were going on the socials all over the weekend saying, if you spot them, will you call them by their actors' names? Because we're going to be filming them. And they had little parts throughout the marathon where some of the actors were there and they were hugging each other.
So call them by the character name, not their real name.
That's
okay.
Cool.
That's very good. So it was a Billy, no?
No, it was Jay and it was Honey.
Honey!
Which one's
so Honey? So Honey is going out with Billy.
Oh, yes.
But they just...
Which I could never understand, by the way.
Never could understand.
Billy always did very well for himself.
He did well. He's doing very well for himself now. But it was just a really kind of lovely, lovely episode.
Oh. Huh.
Billy then wanted to get married to Honey again, right?
I understand that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because they'd broken up. And there's a little storyline there where he got arrested because the engagement ring fell and the cops arrested him at the London Marathon.
EastEnders.
Oh.
You know, but it was proper kind of real light.
Yeah.
Light. So Billy was practicing at home in his house trying to go, how is he gonna go, will you marry me, Honey? And Phil Mitchell was just sitting in the corner. Have a listen to this.
Is this the
Billy? This is the bit where Billy's just, you know, getting himself engaged to nobody. Just practicing.
Honey, will you marry me?
No, and don't call me honey.
Oh, that's brilliant.
No. Listen to his note.
No.
No. Honey, will you marry me?
No, and don't call me honey. No.
That's class.
Oh, I love it.
But something massive happens in the end, which is quite... You kind of go, people are now saying they're trying to build Honey into this matriarch.
Okay.
Peggy Mitchell-esque.
Okay,
so she's
right.
gone from being a ditzy girl to now being, you could be something now.
I love getting my updates, my EastEnder updates from Crossy.
How much TV did you watch last night?
I watched loads.
Like you even come in with like, Patrick.
Oh, Patrick and Yolande. Like, I love Yolande. I love that accent.
It's such a cool accent.
The Jamaican accent so much to a point where I had to... And then I love the Sydney accent. You know, Cindy Beale.
Oh, yes.
She talks about George. George! George!
Is Yolande the very classy lady?
No, Patrick.
She's cool.
She's very cool.
I saw her in something. She was in something, but it was years ago. It was like 30 years ago. And she was stunning. She still is.
Yeah.
Can I just say, you don't have to watch any of that muck on television because I've got you sorted for the soaps.
Here.
You don't even have to watch it.
I know, I feel like I get my fix from Crossy just breaking it down.
There's a water cooler moment later for Angela who works in accounts. You can just say, did you watch EastEnders last night? Billy tried to get engaged to Honey, but then she ended up getting engaged to him.
Yeah. No.
Showbiz. Other strawberries.
With autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So in a weird turn of events, we were just talking about Honey from EastEnders a few minutes ago. And then we're off air, we're talking about Stephen Mulhern and the rumours that he's dating Josie Gibson.
Which is mad.
And very mad.
Then we went all around the houses and I looked up Stephen Mulhern. Who is he dating?
Mm-hmm.
And he used to date Josie Barton, who plays Honey from EastEnders.
Emma Barton.
How strange is that? Like, when would we ever talk about Honey from EastEnders?
Sorry, exactly. I had Googled Honey from EastEnders, and then you're like, Emma Barton. And I thought my computer was broken because I was like, this is the same person.
This is the same person.
Like, huh.
So,
Yeah.
Josie has said to the Mail online, mm-hmm. But they asked her, what's the story with you and Stephen Mulhern? And she says, I'm in love with Stephen Mulhern. There you go. But story of my life, I don't think he loves me.
Oh, wow. Wait. So are they fully kind of, is she going, I'm putting a call out?
Well, she's.
Hello, hello.
Well, yeah, I think that maybe the rumours are that there was some kind of sort of something in the air between the two of them.
Oh, and that it's passed now?
Yeah. I don't know. He's very private about his dating life.
He's really private because I'm just literally Googling here now. Stephen Mulhern, Emma Barton, and there's only one photograph where he's dressed up as I don't know what, maybe a dwarf, and she's dressed up as Snow White.
Right.
You know, was it Seven Dwarfs? Was that
yes,
dwarfs?
Snow White and Seven Dwarfs. She had seven. Yes.
And that's the only photograph of the two of them together at some sort of function.
And
dressed
it looks
up.
Like it's from either 10 or 20 years ago. Like ages ago.
Okay, so they've broken up. He's a very private guy, which is I find quite cool in this modern look at me kind of everything on Instagram era.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So, but like, he's a mystery. But he says he doesn't have time for dating because he's so busy.
Well, looks like Josie's going. Well, hey, if there's any chance of us getting back together, if they were ever together, hello, I still love you.
Everybody wants that to happen because I think everybody likes Stephen Mulhern, don't they? And yeah. Everybody likes Josie.
They're both really, really likable people.
Yeah,
he's a solid pair of hands.
Is he?
No,
he has.
No, but like, you know, he's always on every single television show.
I really like him. He's good.
He is. If it's not him, it's Bradley Walsh.
Oh yes, that's
I like
true.
Him too. He's he's a professional. He's a magician, you know, fully qualified magician.
Who?
Stephen Mulhern.
What?
That's what he started as. Yeah.
Oh, seriously?
Did I know that?
Yeah.
Did not know
on
that.
CITV.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
Well, she's on her way to work to Swords this morning. Good morning, Alison.
Hiya, how are you?
How are you getting on today? How are you feeling?
Not too bad.
And here, how do you get on when you usually play Instagram?
I'm not going to say in case I get lower.
Go on, tell us.
You go on, be honest.
Between 6 and 8.
Between 6 and 8, okay.
That's not so bad.
Yeah.
Now, I think these are very, very easy today.
Well, you would say that. You've seen the answers.
Alison, what do you do that you're going to Swords?
I work in a creche.
Lovely, jubbly.
Oh, we do have a creche yesterday too.
Do we have a creche yesterday?
Yeah. Child
no.
Worker? That was last week.
That was last week.
Okay, right.
Yeah, because I went on my Gymboree rant. I remember it well.
Full of Blueys everywhere, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you have Blue? Do you watch Bluey in the creche, Alison?
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
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 No screen time.
Do you watch screen time?
Do you watch Bluey, Phil from EastEnders?
No.
All right.
Do you know what? There's going to be child-free adults out there at the minute going, what sort of conversation are we having right now?
Bluey is the Peppa Pig of today, right?
Yeah, the Australian dog.
Yeah, it's Australian dog.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Still funny though for any of us who don't have kids.
No.
Gave me a fright.
Let's get down to business. Alison, best of luck. We got the 10. Hopefully you can do it. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1, go. What colour are most lemons?
Yellow.
What animal can also be known as hogs or swine?
Heifer.
What flying nanny sings about supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
Mary Poppins.
What betting company has the initials PP in their logo?
Paddy Power.
True or false, Megan Thee Stallion's real name is Dolores Fitzgibbon?
False.
Ballycotton is in which county?
Pass.
What actor appeared in the films Gladiator, Joker and Napoleon?
Pass.
What company, the company Volvic, are producers of what?
Water.
Is the fashion brand Prada originally from France or Italy?
Italy.
And what is the Irish word for bed?
Pass.
Ballycotton's in which county?
Cavan.
What actor appeared in the films Gladiator, Joker, Napoleon? Out of time. But you gave us some
a solid 10.
Yeah, we got through them all.
Yeah, with a few passes. Let's see how you did.
Okay, Alison, heading to Swords. What colour are most lemons? Yellow, correct. What animal can also be known as hogs or swines. What did you say?
Pig.
A pig. You said peppers.
Did you say pepper or pepper?
Heifer.
Heifer, she said.
No, pepper. No.
I thought you said pepper.
Pepper.
Did you say heifer or pepper?
No. Heifer.
Heifer.
Oh. Oh, you said heifer. I thought you said pepper.
Is that right, Phil from EastEnders?
No.
Okay, so we didn't get that right. What flying nanny sings about supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Mary D. Poppins. Number four, what betting company has PP in their logo? Paddy Power. So you got 3 out of 4. And finally, true or false, Megan Thee Stallion's real name is Dolores Fitzgibbon. The answer is false. You're currently at 4 out of 5.
Okay, Ballycotton is in which county? You passed on this one, but you came back and said Cavan. It was the other one. It was Cork.
No.
Thanks, Phil. No, question number 7. What actor appeared in the films Gladiator, Joker and Napoleon? Joaquin Phoenix. Or Jaquin.
Joaquin.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin.
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 What company does... the company Volvic are producers of what? Water. You got that right. The fashion brand Prada is from Italy. You got that right as well. And the Irish word for bed is labba.
So
you'll be going back to that later on today, Alison.
There you go. Right
now,
Taya Culla.
You got 7, Alison. So you said right. You said you get usually between six and eight. So you're 7. You got bang in the middle.
Thanks very much.
Alison's like, get me off this phone right now.
Don't get yourself a nice heifer sandwich for breakfast.
Oh, Alison, you've That's got such a contagious laugh. I love Alison's laugh.
Alison, you rock. Hard luck today.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Emil.
Have a great day.
Instagram returns
bye
tomorrow.
Bye.
Lots of you sending in tens. I'll give you a name check. Bye bye.
FM 104.
Giving you the chance to win big. With a sleek, brand new, cheap adventure.
Let's go.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the car.
Okay, so we know that the clues that we've given so far is our contestant that we're looking for today is a man. He went to Ford Motors in Walkinstown yesterday, where we were broadcasting from live.
Mm-hmm. And he has a very good laugh. Lots of good laughs on the show today.
This is the laugh of our mystery contestant who will make it into the final if we find him before 9.
Brilliant, I'll never hear it
again. My name.
Good laugh.
Good laugh.
087-679-7104. Do you recognise that laugh? I feel like we're in Crime Line. Do you recognise this laugh now?
Give us
a WhatsApp.
As we told you, when you get in the car, our team will video you just saying what colour you'd get the car in if you won it. And that's what we're going to use to try and find you, your own voice.
We're in Des Kelly, right out by the Long Mile Road today from 3 till 7 with Graham and Nathan. And we'll get your video there. I think one of us are probably going to be there as well.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So if you swing by, because we saw so many people popping by for literally a minute, you can pull up. Some people are pulling up right to the Jeep, jumping in, and then pegging it off again back to work. So yeah, take the time to come down and enter this competition, because I'm looking at us. I'm looking at the Jeep flying around our studio right now, and it is purdy. Yeah.
If you know who belongs to this laugh.
Brilliant. I'll never hear it.
My name.
Get in touch with them. Make sure, or if that's you, 087-679-7104. WhatsApp us now and tell us that that is you, please.
You have it until 9.
FM 104.
Giving you the chance to win big. With a sleek, brand new, cheap adventure.
Let's go.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's breakfast anywhere.
Let's go take a ride in the car.
Right, if you just joined us, you would have missed clue 1 and 2. Clue 1 is this contestant that we're looking for today was at Ford Motors in Walkinstown yesterday. That's where we were. They came, they sat in the Jeep Avenger, and they did a little piece to camera.
Yes, and now I just want to mention as well, before we go any further, that if you were in Dundrum or Liffey Valley the other days, you still go back into the pot. So just for the fact that we have from Walkinstown yesterday, everybody else will go back into the pot now for the next one.
Once you visit the Jeeps anywhere, you're still in with a chance any of the days.
And you don't have to pay any money or do anything like that. You literally turn up, give us a smile, do the little 10-second video, and you're automatically in the pot. So hopefully we give you a call back or give you a shout back.
Once you do it, make sure you stay listening to F104 in case we look for you at any time.
Yeah, who knows, we could be looking for a Dundrum person tomorrow or a Liffey Valley person tomorrow.
Our person now, we are going to give you their full name and what type of Jeep Avenger they would love to win.
Okay, well, we know that they laugh like this.
My name.
That beep is freaking out some people when they're driving. This is the person we're looking for.
My name is Lee Thielen. I'm from Palmerstown, and I would absolutely love the volcano coloured Jeep.
Okay, if you know Lee Teeling, or if you are Lee Teeling, WhatsApp us on 0876797104. You have 22 minutes to get on to us before we go looking for somebody else.
We need to find you, Lee.
My name is Lee Teeling. I'm from Palmerstown, and I would absolutely love the volcano coloured Jeep.
Okay, you've had a few messages from a few of Lee's friends saying they're going to get on to him. And I think we have him.
Could this be our second qualifier for a Jeep Avenger? You can win it on the Strawberry Alarm Clock here at FM 104.
He WhatsApped us in.
There's somebody saying they're Lee Teeling.
Yeah.
Have we cross-referenced that phone number?
We have.
Okay, let's call him.
Calling you now, Lee. If you're listening, Lee.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Lee Teeling.
It is Lee Teeling, yeah.
This is Jim Crossy and Zaina from FM4 Strawberry Alarm Clock Breakfast Anywhere.
Can you hear us, Lee?
Can you hear us okay, Lee?
I can hear you fine, yeah.
Excellent. You went to Walkinstown yesterday. You got into the Jeep Avenger. It's gorgeous, isn't it?
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's gorgeous. What are you up to
absolutely
today?
Absolutely unbelievable.
What are you up to today?
I'm literally just in work at the minute. I'm literally only at the walking through the door there now. So that's what I have planned for the day.
Excellent.
Has your phone been hopping off you, people hearing your name on the radio?
Yeah, literally hasn't stopped. I had one of the lads ring me there a minute ago going, Lee, that's definitely you. That's your goofy laugh anyway.
Yeah. I love it. They recognise you from your voice.
All your mates
your
are WhatsApping the same. That's Lee. I know him. It's Lee. I'm going to send him a message.
It's a good laugh, in fairness now, Lee.
Lee, well done. You are our second finalist. Bad. You're in the final, Lee.
I'm delighted.
We have two finalists now. And again, if you want to go today to our location today, it's in Des Kelly, Long Mile Road. We'll be there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
From 3 to 7, and then tomorrow we're going to be on Camden Street, Strawberry Alarm Clock, Tara Murray, Graham and Nathan. We're going to be there all day from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Okay?
Yes, so you could be jumping in. We could be giving you a call,
Lee, before you go. What does it mean to you to be in the final, like to win this brand new Jeep Avenger?
Oh, it'd be unbelievable, I tell you, because if anybody needs a new car, it's me. That's for certain. And anyway, my car at the minute is leaking from the roof.
Oh, from the roof.
From the roof. And it hasn't exactly been dry here, so it's an absolute nightmare.
Right. Well, here, hopefully you will be winning that volcano Jeep Avenger.
Best of luck, Lee.
Cheers.
Thanks, lads.
There he goes.
See you, Lee.
Our second finalist has been located. The next one could be you. Make sure you go to our locations, get in, do your 10-second video, and then listen out to FM4. On the Strawberry Alarm Clock, Breakfast Anywhere, to find out if it's you.
Showbiz on the Strawberries.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So Hozier, number one in America and everywhere else, all right?
Go on, Hozier.
Have a listen to Hozier thanking everyone, and then I have a question for the class afterwards.
Hey, it's Hozier here. I just want to say a huge, huge thank you to all the supporters, all the fans around the world. We've a number one in Australia, number one in New Zealand, number one in Canada. We've a number one in the US, and a second week at number one in Ireland and the UK. It's absolutely staggering. I'm taking massively by surprise by it, but I just want to say thank you so, so much for your support. I'm so thrilled that you're enjoying Too Sweet, and it means the world to me, so thank you.
I'm such absolutely delighted for him. Also, though, have you seen the videos of him doing interviews and people butchering his name?
No, where's
like
they
people
going?
Can't call him like there's loads of people in. I think it's mostly America. They're like Hosier.
Oh no, Joe Duffy calls him Hosier.
Does he?
But like, it's not Hosier. Hosier.
Yeah.
I interviewed him once, and I was meeting him outside the Gaiety Theatre to interview him inside the Gaiety Theatre, and I saw him walking towards me, and he's really tall,
very tall man.
But he had a beanie hat on.
Oh yeah.
And all his hair was kind of caught up inside the beanie hat.
Was he kind of unrecognisable with the hat, with the hair gone?
And he had glasses on. So he had the beanie hat and glasses, and he's walking along, and then when he got to me, he took off the hat and all the hair came out.
You're
and
like,
it was clearly holding, like, but he couldn't have walked around the top of Grafton Street like that, you know.
Mm.
So,
could I ask you a question?
Yes.
About him. So, according to this, what I'm just reading here now, Hosier becomes the third Irish artist to achieve number one status for Too Sweet in America.
Okay.
Number one was, I still haven't found what I'm looking for, at U2 in 87.
Is this an Irish artist?
Irish artist.
To achieve number one, okay.
In the Billboard.
87, okay.
Okay.
The second person was Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You, 1990.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Hosier, Too Sweet, 2024.
Wow.
I could have put money on it that Samantha Mumba got to number one in America.
Oh, I thought she did. And then wasn't there this whole thing of her trying to break it?
Did she not break America? Yeah, did she not break it with that number one? And then she wore that $1 million Spider-Man dress that was from the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
And then she was going out with Cisco.
She must have got top 10 and not number one.
Oh. But I always thought that was a thing, that Hosier. That Samantha Mumba got a number
Which
one.
Which song? Baby Going Over.
Me, like a What's that? The one where she's hopping the walls.
Was that Gotta Tell You?
Gotta Tell You.
Really?
I don't know what in my head.
No.
Did she not?
Somebody just sent in the number 7 with an explanation mark.
Oh, that was for Fast and Furious.
Okay, number 7. I thought she got to number 7. I don't know.
So U2, Sinead O'Connor and Hosier, the only three Irish people to get number ones in the Billboard.
What a group for him to be with. Like Sinead O'Connor and U2. That's amazing. And possibly Samantha Mumba.
But this is what this is what I think. When you go and see Hosier live, obviously there's all the songs we already know, but like now he has to readjust his set list, because he's got a USA number one, which is number one around the world. So now Take Me to Church is his other song.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? Take Me to Church was the kind of that was the big one. Now he's got two massive ones.
Yeah, geez, what's going to be his encore song?
We're going to tell you a secret here. Hosier's a nice guy. There's not that many of them around. That's genuinely nice.
Lovely fella, yeah.
Go see him in Marley Park. He's playing there. Favorite Hosier song for me is Jackie Ann Wilson.
Oh, yeah. I think my one is... Two Sweets were kind of my favourite at the moment, but the other one, I can't remember the name of it.
I'll come back to you.
Dublin's F104, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and I've never seen this comedian in real life, IRL, but I have, through the powers of social media, become a massive fan of Tom Houghton. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you very much. That's very kind.
Did you hear my accent getting a little bit posher as I did the introduction? Because...
yeah. Tom, I won't attempt to make mine any more Irish.
No.
That'd be a bad idea.
Tom, please explain why you had one of the most amazing addresses. For people who haven't seen your stuff, you lived in an amazing place in London.
I did, yeah. I lived in the Tower of London for 7 years. I lived in the Tower of London during lockdown as well.
Oh, yes.
Which was certainly an experience. Basically, my father is the former head of the British Armed Forces, and then when he retired, he became the Constable of the Tower of London. And so I took the opportunity to move in with him just to experience the situation.
So for people who haven't seen any of the video footage of you on the roof and things like that, what's it like living in the Tower of London?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's like living in a museum, to be honest. Obviously, it's one of the oldest buildings in England. It's the castle walls, there's a moat, there's beefeaters, yeoman warders walking around everywhere. There's a Queen's Guard that stood outside my front door, so I didn't even need house keys for the whole time I was there. I just had a bloke with a gun, which was the security. I felt very safe in there.
So if you ordered a pizza, do they have to get past security Or is this?
I did try and order a pizza several times. It's quite hard getting them to believe that you actually live in the Tower of London if you actually ring up.
Yeah, prank call.
So they have a list of takeaways because then trying to find the address as well. They don't actually believe you live inside the tower, so they're walking around sort of tower hamlets or outside on the riverfront.
Doing your show, like obviously there's going to be so much about that time of you living there. Can you tell us a bit about it? Like, I'm just amazed because I've seen the Tower of London so many times in my life.
Yeah, I know. It was pretty amazing. I think, I've got a lot of stories. I mean, when I first went in there, because one of the biggest things people want to talk about is the haunting. And is it haunted? And because I lived in Queen's House at the time, which is like one of the oldest buildings, I always thought it was quite fun. I used to dress in a sheet and walk around my house across the windows just to see if any of the tourists would spot me. I did actually make it on some of the people on TikTok were filming videos of the from the outside of the tower and saying they were seeing a ghost walking back and forth, and it was definitely me in a bed sheet.
Is that the thing you would miss the most?
Is that the bit I miss the most? And do I miss dressing as a ghost?
No. What do you miss the most about the Tower of London? I mean, easier access to pizza now, but what do you miss about that time?
It was a pretty good chat up line.
Yes.
I could tell you that was definitely fun. I miss. It's just an amazing place to live. I think I'm a fan of history, and I certainly became much more of a fan of history living in it. Also, I'd say, in a sort of more sentimental way, my dad was away a lot as a child. I went to boarding school, so living with him again as adults, it was a really nice time to connect again.
Lovely.
And we spent a lot of evenings like having whiskies on the balcony, looking at the White Tower, seeing the ravens being packed up, and had some proper father-son reconnection time. And I think that is actually the moment, the stuff that I'll cherish the most, that I got to do that.
Nice.
So can the guards keep secrets? Like, surely you brought people home or you did stuff you weren't supposed to be doing, and the guards are like, yep, we know about you. One day we'll tell everyone.
Well, I mean, I was in a relationship for the latter half of living there, but the first couple of years I was single. And the thing is that if you bring a girl back, you do have to sign her in.
Oh, God.
So there is documentation of my entire...
My mother would do that with me as well. She made me do that too.
And then also, obviously, I remember I did bring one girl back once. And then when you wake up, it's no longer empty. There's obviously like thousands of tourists then taking pictures of your front door. So you've got to sort of like, do you know that scene in Notting Hill where they open the front door and there's just...
Yeah.
All the paparazzi. Yeah. It's sort of that with just tourists. And
oh my God.
some poor girl in a miniskirt and heels is walking out across the cobble.
That's brilliant. Now, listen, Tom, this is disgraceful that you've never been to Dublin before, but you're remedying that now because you're going to be playing Whelan's on April the 28th. This is going to be the first of many because your stand-up is excellent. I've seen so many of your clips.
Thank you.
It's really going to be good. So I'd say this will be the first of many trips here.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, I've got lots of Irish comedy mates, and Dublin is such a hub for comedy. It's outrageous I haven't been before, but I just have never made it over. I've made it to Galway, which I'm also doing, which I'm very excited by. I hear nothing but amazing things about the venue as well. I've got a lot of friends who've also just recently toured there, and apparently it's just an incredible atmosphere, so I'm really excited.
Oh, it's a legendary venue for music and stuff like that. Loads of bands and stuff started
I've
there.
Heard.
Yeah.
All the reality TV shows that you've done, all those TV bits and all that, what's been the one that kind of sticks out for you that you go, oh, I can't believe I was on this show?
Oh, God. Well, I mean, I was on The Circle on Netflix last year, which was definitely the biggest one. And that was interesting because it was happening just after lockdown. And then the premise of the show is they lock you in a hotel room on your own for a month. So I was sort of straight out of lockdown and straight into being isolated again. So that was definitely an interesting experience. Also, it's an American show. So we know Americans, they're very loud and they're very, they have weird phrases. They're all like, spill the tea. He ate and left no crumbs. And I didn't know what they were talking about. I was definitely like an English bloke, not knowing what they were talking about. So that was definitely a highlight. I was also on First Dates as well, which was definitely an experience.
I love First Dates. I love First Dates. And at least that's something you can tell everyone forever while I was on that show.
How did it go?
It went really well. I didn't sign up for it. A fellow comedian friend of mine called Daniel Sloss,
Oh, yeah, no, Daniel. Yeah,
Daniel's amazing. He secretly signed me up for it without telling me. And I just got a phone call out of nowhere saying, hey, we love your application. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. So it's all down to Daniel Sloss. And then it's quite nerve-wracking because you're going on this date and you know that you're sat in the waiting room, you've met Fred and you've met, you know, all the staff, and you're waiting for this date to arrive who you know a whole team of people have decided is about your bath. So you're like, where do other people think that I sit in the roster of what I'm capable of getting? But I was very, very happy that she was absolutely wonderful.
Ah, she lived in Buckingham Palace, did she?
No, but... can you imagine? Just the Princess Beatrice walked in or something.
We found the right girl for you.
Dad's going to be so proud.
He'd love that. He'd absolutely love that. But she was called Bella, and she was an artist.
Oh,
and
cool.
Well, it was, she does life drawings, so sort of naked drawings. And I'm a comedian. And so I sort of said to her halfway through the date, you realize they've set this up so that you're going to paint me naked at the end. And she was like, yeah. And so absolutely. The next day we went on a picnic to the river because it's the abroad version. So you have a second date if it goes well. Okay. And we ended up, I stripped off completely and we put a picnic basket in front of me with a baguette sticking out. And she painted me on the river.
Beautiful.
And a funny bit of that is, as we were doing the painting, these people started rushing over going, no, 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 no. And we didn't realize they'd actually been filming a porn film there the day before and they'd been chased away. So they thought we were filming another porn film.
They thought you were back. Well, a bit more tasteful.
Yeah. This man with his baguette.
And then they thought it was just a baguette and they had nothing to worry about.
Well, look, bring your baguette to Dublin. Tom Houghton, It's Not Ideal in Whelan's, April 28th. Great to talk to you, Tom, and hopefully the first of many trips to Dublin.
I can't wait. Thank you so much.
Cheers, dude.
So I'm probably going to get a bit of flack for this.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Right?
What?
I'm sorry. But anyway, there was an act playing last night in the Three Arena called Take That.
Oh, they were wearing all their purple suits and their shiny, what's it, dusters.
They're also playing tonight.
Oh, are they playing tonight?
In the Three Arena.
What's the problem?
What'd you do?
There is about 100 people outside the Three Arena waiting for tonight's gig.
Stop already.
Queuing. Are Take That still relevant?
What they're doing? Well, there's only three of them.
Crossy.
It's a sweeping statement. I'm very sorry, but are they still relevant?
What's that song? Three Wheels on My Wagon. Remember that song? No, I'm still rolling along.
They're a three wheeler. They're Del Boy, Rodney, and Grandad at the minute.
The one said, which would be Mark Owen. Roll over, roll over. And they all rolled over. Now there's only three of them.
Yeah.
Well,
were you there last night? Were they good? I'm just afraid. My first thing is when I saw them, I went.
Yeah, but you said this about Beyonce 2 weeks ago, and then the next day you said she's the greatest artist of all time. So which is it?
I just went, are people still that bothered to queue outside for Take That?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm actually quite surprised. I saw a lot of stories on my Instagram of people at Take That. At first, I didn't realize it was Take That because Ollie Murs is supporting them. And I just saw loads of videos of Ollie Murs.
But he supports Robbie Williams. He's just. Whatever Take That is on tour.
Did he also support what Robbie Williams?
Yeah, yeah.
He sings Kids with Robbie Williams. He does the Kylie bit.
He does the Kylie.
And he does very well.
Yeah. But apparently, according to my Instagram and the people I follow, apparently they're still relevant.
Now, is it a lot of L1s and Elfillas who were fans of them back in the 90s and now have kids who were made listen to them and now they're, you know, in their 20s now going, Matsy Take That tonight.
If you loved them growing up and now you're grown up, like, it's still, you're still 15 again when you go and see them. That's what's going on there.
Yeah, but I just was really shocked, lads.
They weren't really, like, I grew up after their big time, but our graduation song was Never Forget Where You're Going.
And that's big in coppers.
So anytime I hear that, I go, oh, but I don't know their other, know their B-sides.
They're famous for doing those massive shows in Croke Park.
When they had back the 15 balloon. Years ago.
I love how I'm like, they did Croke Park. I don't remember this.
They did Croke Park. They used to put on like kind of a spectacle. Like
they
a
did
really
an elephant.
Did they?
Yeah, they used to come out of an elephant. It was like something you'd see in the zoo.
They were on an elephant.
I just went for the coffee and I looked around and I was like, oh, who's playing Three Arena tonight?
I would have thought you'd be front and centre to take
I thought,
show.
Yeah, you are mad for your Celine Dion. I really thought you'd be mad for
me like
to take
Celine
that.
Dion, you do.
Yeah, but I'm not going to queue outside. Laura's just WhatsApped in. I'm about to drive past the point. I'm excited. They're out the back, so they're at the Gibson side of it, waiting for it. There's other people saying, I'm not giving it about take that. I just was surprised that there'd be a load of people outside at 25 past
now,
nine.
Why would you queue? Is this so you can get to be the front so Mark Owen can actually throw water at you?
It could be, but also it could be them trying to make, like, to keep an eye in case they go in for rehearsals. That's why I'd be creeping outside of a venue, waiting for them to go in for rehearsals.
Grania said, my mates went last night. I never liked them. They asked me to go for the crack and I said, no thanks.
You know it's bad as well if somebody offers you a free ticket and you go, you're all right. Yeah.
So I'm sorry if I offended you. I just didn't think they were as big as they used to be.
I just don't understand why they're rocking purple suits these days. Do you know what I mean? They're trying to be relevant. They're trying to be cool, and then they come out in grey in purple suits. They look like Willy Wonka.
They look like Showband or something from the 50s.
Showbandy.
Now next week I'll be outside for Olivia Rodrigo.
No, hang on. This is a retro act, but you do like some of the retro acts.
I do love retro acts.
Fleetwood Mac is your favourite artist.
My favourite artist of all time, Fleetwood Mac.
You're really going to see Stevie Nicks next year, aren't you, or something like
this
that?
This year in Hyde Park, yeah. Right. And then she goes and she does a Three Arena gig. I'm like, I'm off the special.
Is she doing that?
Doing a Three Arena gig.
Also, actually, I can't talk because I just realised who I'm going to see in June.
Who?
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
No, what?
And Nile Rodgers.
Nile Rodgers is the coolest. Episode 4. This is one Owen that's going to see them in Manchester. Okay.
I'm not offending you if you like take that. I just didn't think they'd have people outside on a cold Tuesday morning before the gig.
I think the hardcore fans, they get together, they ring each other and go, do you remember the thing when we were 16, we used to go down to the gigs early? Let's do all that again. Let's relive our youth. That's what's going on there.
I was going to suggest them for Nodger Noggin earlier on. That song These Days is a banger. I'm going to tell you that. When you dream of a dream.
But it's not a nod.
I think you were right the first time, Crossy. Step 4. So I got myself in a tiny pickle.
Okay.
So I have a high powered blender, you know?
Yeah.
And I made a mistake last week. There's a thing in your high powered blender. It's called a tamper. So it sticks through the lid and it pushes the stuff down into your...
Oh, yeah, so it goes close to the blades and stuff like that.
So
the tamper, mm-hmm. I had it in a jar with the lid on top of the... and had it the wrong way around. I ended up blending the tamper, right?
Wait, how did you manage blending...
Because I was blending stuff.
Yeah.
And then I put the tamper in a jug and then I put the lid on top of the tamper.
Yes.
You're supposed to have it the other way around. You have to put the tamper through the top of the other thing. Anyway, I put it in and I was cleaning the jug and I went... and it was in.
Did it break it? The blades part?
The blades went into it. No, it didn't break it. Just add into it. I stopped it in time.
Did you just powerful. Get some nice, some plasticky stuff in your
no,
food?
No, it just made two big. No, there's nothing. I was cleaning it, so it's fine.
Oh. Okay.
So, but it's the thing is useless now. I've had it for years, and I never made that mistake before.
But how did you? Okay, but this morning. Looked like you got a did you get a message about this?
So the company
looked really cringy.
Yeah. So I thought I'll go online and buy another one.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's a tenner.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, well, look, I'll take the hit there, yeah, I'll buy it. So I went bip, 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 and then Amazon said, no, we won't send this to Ireland.
Okay.
That company don't send, because of Brexit, don't send.
Oh yeah, lots of stuff comes up on Amazon that you're like, perfect, I'll buy that. And it's like, no.
It's no. It just
yeah,
says
won't
no.
Send it. Yeah.
So I didn't even think about it. Okay. I sent it to an address in the UK. My sister-in-law, who I would send presents to, she'd be in my address book. So on her birthday, I'd send her a book or whatever.
Okay.
And so I sent it to her house.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So now I've just realised that this object is going to arrive.
Without any explanation.
In an envelope from me, to address to me.
To her house.
To her house. And I haven't even asked her. I never said, hey, I've just ordered a tamper for my blender. And I didn't tell her that. So it's arrived at her house.
It's already arrived.
Can I just say that I just need to fill out what's going on in the studio here. Jim is getting embarrassed and rosy cheeks are coming out.
Yeah.
And Zainab hasn't got a clue as to why I'm sniggering in the background. You're getting embarrassed.
Do you not know why I'm embarrassed?
No.
So she's going to get an envelope.
Yeah.
What shape will the envelope be?
Oh.
And I haven't explained to her that there's a...
That'll be the noises that you'd be making if you were using one of them. Jeez. How are we all?
So, like, it's all very innocent.
A bit slow. But, yeah, just a bit slow over here.
It's all very innocent. But she doesn't know that, and I haven't told her that this is arriving.
Well, like, hopefully she's
like me. It's
off
the blender. I just want to replace the thing. Cause
is your name going to be in the tamperer?
Yeah, well, I think so. I think it's addressed to me, but at her address, or it might be... No, it's addressed to her. It's an address to her. Because I have her address in when I send her birthday presents or Christmas presents. So I just buy something on Amazon and it arrives at her house. So it's arrived in at her house, and it's just going to be this... plastic object
in a
very unusual shape. And I didn't explain why, and it's like, there you go now.
Happy birthday,
happy,
Susan.
Happy Tuesday, Rachel.
I'm sorry, wrong name.
You're right, yeah. So I have to say, no.
It's my tamper.
I just love the fact that you are now going to have to go, oh no, because the blender, and then I put that in, and then that's why that's there, and that's it, and then it wouldn't send to Amazon, so then I send it to you. She's going to get like, what?
And you know the way they send some of these things, it's just like in a flimsy envelope. Like it looked,
and it's wrapped around it.
Yeah, and it doesn't say what it is. It just goes, there you go.
Just, yeah, I should have explained. I should have sent her a text.
But I forgot that one tonight.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.